2 years after Florida discontinued a tax credit incentive to bring in movie makers, what's the state of the film industry in Florida? This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from the National Foundation for Transplants. Right now, hundreds of Tampa residents need an organ transplant they can't afford. You can join National Foundation for Transplants' Operation Second Chance at transplants.org to learn how to help give someone a second chance at life.
From the Donna Studio at WUSF Public Media, I'm Robin Sessingham. We've always been proud of the movies and the TV shows that were made in Florida, from Miami Vice to Body Heat to Dolphin Tale. But the economic benefits of paying people to film their shows in Florida is uncertain. Is it worth it? Or are we missing out on opportunities that other states like Georgia have gobbled up? We brought in some very knowledgeable people into our studio to talk about this issue with us. Tyler Martinolich is a Hillsborough County Film Commissioner. Jimmy Gertz is a reporter with the Sarasota Herald Tribune. And Tony Stoprin is a filmmaker based in Sarasota. Okay, Jimmy Gertz, you just published a two-part story in the Sarasota Herald Tribune about Florida's film industry. And it seems like movie makers have always been drawn to Florida because... Well, it's Florida.
Yeah, you have the beautiful locations.
And there's some kind of a weirdness or a magic that you can't find anywhere else.
Oh,
what
sure.
did you find?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people had told me that Harmony Korine, who did Spring Breakers, you know, not only is he doing his follow-up, The Beach Bum, here, but he's moved here. Other projects he pros have all been in Florida, and that's because he's creatively inspired by the landscape, and that belief's reflected in a lot of the filmmakers who come here.
Tony Stoprin, you're a filmmaker. What's it like for you working in Florida?
I think it's a place where the crew and the cast that do reside here are passionate about what they're doing. Maybe that's because there's been a absence of film production going to Georgia or going to Louisiana before that. But as a filmmaker here who works with peers and colleagues, when we get the opportunity to make something, we're invested because we know that this is an opportunity that we have to deliver upon because they don't come out that often.
Oh, so you're saying it's a little bit more than just the creative process of making a movie. You're also, it means something to you that you're in Florida.
I think people with the opportunity to make something, make art, artists in general, are passionate about sharing that vision. And then when it happens to be in your own backyard, you don't look sideways at the opportunity when so many other filmmakers are looking north to Georgia, looking to Louisiana, looking to Oklahoma, upstate New York, where all the incentives are at a level that can mitigate a producer's bottom line.
So, Tyler, the state tax incentives, these were tax credits. They stopped in 2016 was when the program was retired. I think the money, as Jimmy pointed out in his stories, the money had run out in 2014. So it's been 4 years now, really, since there's been money for tax credits for filmmakers. Are we seeing a drop-off in movie making in Florida?
A huge drop-off. So since 2016, we've been able to track, and in this case, these are productions that have interacted with a film commission at some level across the state. But we were able to track about $1 billion in lost revenue to the state, almost 200,000 jobs that could have been created since 2016. And these productions have gone elsewhere where it's more favorable for their financing. Georgia in our immediate vicinity, New Mexico has a brand new studio coming online. I mean, so many states have some sort of incentive to attract projects, and we have lost out on a tremendous number of projects because we are not competitive.
Okay. So those are some numbers, but there have been a lot of studies that have come out recently saying that the return on investment for money spent on films is really not that high. The latest report from the Office of Economic and Demographic Research in Florida showed Florida only received an 18-cent return, 18 cents on each dollar spent on tax credits. And then when you're talking about jobs brought in, unemployment right now in Florida is at 3.5%, you know, slightly lower than the national unemployment rate, which is the lowest it's been in 50 years. So it kind of seems like reinstating tax credits and spending the money could be a hard sell.
If you're using that particular metric to judge whether it's worthy or not, then I think you're right. But that study you're referencing is flawed. Most film productions hire 1099. They're private contractors. So we don't see a huge number of full-time jobs created off of a single film. But those full-time contractors in the state of Florida, they're making an average annual wage of about $76,000. And you can't tell me that that isn't contributing to the local economy. So that particular study you're referencing does not include any jobs or payroll going towards 1099 contract hires. It also doesn't include anything that would be induced through film tourism. You can look back to Dolphin Tale. Look how that's transformed Clearwater and the Clearwater Aquarium. In fact, it was a USF study recently that showed that it's brought in over $1 billion to the local economy since that film.
So this Office of Economic and Demographic Research that I was referencing before, which is really the only hard data that we do have. And they talked about in 2015, they had done a survey of Florida's destination marketing organizations who said they did not believe film locations impacted tourist decisions. And a 2018 update of the survey continued to show no tourism activity that was primarily attributable to television or films. But they did say that once in a while, like you said, with the Dolphin Tale, there would be an animal or a location that was big enough to support that tourism. But let's talk about some of the resources that Florida is putting into attracting the entertainment industry right now. You're with the Hillsborough County Film Commission is what it's called. So counties, regardless of what the state is doing, counties have their own incentive programs. Jimmy, did you look into that?
Yeah, I did. So there's about a handful, I think it's seven counties that have incentives individually, and some of these vary. So for instance, in Miami, they recently had a state film program they started last year. And that one, you have to spend at least $1 million inside Miami-Dade, and then you can get a $100,000 grant back. And that means any amount of money spent. So if you spend $4 million, you're still getting a $100,000 grant back.
Oh, it's not 10% of what spend.
And so that way, that's what they tell me, they can get at least 10 to 1 investment back on their money in Miami-Dade. And then, you know, certainly Tyler can speak more about it. Hillsborough County and Pinellas have more of kind of the 10% rebate program, similar to what Sarasota County has.
What I was surprised to see was how many local film commissions they are. And also, the Department of Economic Opportunity, the Florida Office of Film and Entertainment, has a lobbyist in L.A. I was surprised to see that. So the state is putting some effort into this, into getting films here.
And maybe,
Tony,
to step away from the bureaucracy and the government agency of filmmaking, as a filmmaker, I'm bringing an army. And so having resources that allow me to understand, I can house my cast, my crew, where am I going to get my catering, all of the needs that I have, if I'm going to bring from a low-budget $1 million or $100 million project, how do I make sure that I have a state or a location that can give me every resource that I need and make sure that I have the commitment from that county or from that state to ensure that that investment of that magnitude doesn't fall apart because I don't have an infrastructure to support the army that's going to come and deliver that project.
That's interesting. So, Tyler, how would you work with Tony to make sure that all that happened? You got all of those things in place.
Sure. And I'm speaking as the Hillsborough County Film Commission, but just about every film commission works in a very similar fashion. Tony or whoever I was working with would approach us both for the legal permitting that's necessary to film in a public space, but they'd also give me their laundry list, if you will, of things they need to actually facilitate their shoot. Sometimes that's hotel rooms. Sometimes that's logistical support. Where's my crew parking? If I need to close a road or a sidewalk, how am I accomplishing that? My office and any film commission should be proactively helping in that. But it also goes to local locations. So if I'm a film producer who's never been to Tampa before, the first point of contact should be the film commission because we're going to be the ones that are enmeshed in the local area. We know where all the locations are at. We can look at their script, break down individual locations and see, all right, well, that might work here, that might work there. And we try to put them in touch with those business owners if they are private or local residents or any city or county facilities that we might have access to directly. And then finally is our crew. You know, Tampa, speaking specifically for Hillsborough County, we're one of the largest commercial markets in the state, and we're certainly one of the larger markets in the United States as far as commercial productions, not feature films or TV series, but commercials. So we have actually a very deep crew base that's unique to the Tampa Bay area, and I would be the one helping to put the productions in touch with those individual filmmakers.
I think that's interesting because films, it seems, would be transient. You know, they come in, they film with all their people and their production, and then they're gone. Whereas if you go for something like a TV show or a lot of commercials, something like that, where you get a company who's going to be doing different commercials, it seems like it might be a more long-lasting relationship.
And I absolutely agree with that. And if you look at our incentive here locally, the way it was written was specifically to engage with high-impact commercials and TV series that have some longevity to them. And in the last 2 years, we've incentivized a Discovery Network's TV show called Street Science. We've also had Night Watch and several other fairly well-known TV series shoot here either in whole or in part. We have a lot of reality TV series that shoot here. Party Down South, 90 Day Fiancé. I mean, so many different reality shows that like to film here. And it's because, one, we
have— Why is that? There's certainly a population.
It could be our interesting characters we have here locally. But it's also just the beautiful weather. You have to keep in mind that production schedules are very tight. And if I'm having to worry about a snowstorm in March when I need it to look spring happy and fun, I can't shoot that necessarily in Chicago or New York or anywhere in the Midwest. So I'm going to come here. I say this, and I wouldn't put this on a postcard, but Hillsborough County's biggest asset is the banality of Hillsborough County. We don't have anything necessarily iconic on film that would identify us as being Tampa. Our downtown
right.
can look like any downtown, and that's really served as a benefit to the local community as far as productions go.
I want you to, Tony, follow up on that, because do you think the weather's a big draw?
You know, if I'm not filming in July in Florida in hurricane yeah. season, it's one of the most beautiful places to film. I've shot 5 films in Florida, and I've relied on the natural beauty and the weather that allows me to be outside from now until June. Mm-hmm. And that's a production window that's pretty rare.
What else besides weather? Is there a labor pool that you find attractive?
There is. I'm a filmmaker that got to tap into maybe 5 commissions to pull off my film that I shot in April, 1935 India. And so I didn't lean on Florida to look like Florida. I looked at Florida to look like 1935 Northwest India. And so I had to find architecture of high society, Hindu society, that would exist. And so I reached out to Tyler. I reached out to Sandy Leiterman in Miami, Jeannie Corcoran, Sarasota. I ended up using the Powell Crosley Mansion in Manatee County, the Philip P. Estate, Edson Keith Mansion in Sarasota County, the Howie Mansion out in Lake County near Orlando. I hired a Hillsborough County production company to produce my film. So I've got crew, locations, everything that I need in the state of Florida. It just takes the integration, because we're all kind of working together at this point to bootstrap a lot of productions, at least at my budget, to get them out the door.
Yeah. So you filmed a movie that is supposed to be in India, but you were able to use Florida. And Jimmy, in a lot of your interviews, the people were filming here because it was Florida, mm-hmm. and they were drawn to it for their creative inspiration. I think you had one quote where you said the clash of cultures between retirees, criminals, beach bums. I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. but I thought it was perfect.
Yeah. I think Tony would probably admit his film is kind of unusual in that most people that are filming here now, they're filming because they don't have the budget of something like Ben Affleck's Live by Night, which could go to Georgia and could create literally a fake replica Ybor City. Like, most of these productions do not have those millions of dollars. So they need to come here to Florida to shoot what they're interested in, whether that's Liberty City neighborhood in Moonlight, whether that's the strip of motels in the Florida Project. And that's where a lot of the productions now in the film industry are coming here for. They're smaller scale films that don't have the budgets really to go to Georgia. And that's kind of what's been helping sustain our film and productions around here.
Don't have the budget to go to Georgia if they're putting a Florida scene in there.
Sure.
I guess
right.
if they want a pine forest, they're good. But.
And there's a minimum spend in Georgia. In order to qualify for that really attractive rebate from Georgia, you have to spend $500,000.
So it's bigger films.
So you have to be a bigger film just to qualify for that rebate.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, because that's an example that's used a lot for Florida losing out to Georgia in the film business, is Ben Affleck's new movie. He recreates Ybor City in mm-hmm. Georgia rather than filming it here. But Jimmy, in your reporting, I mean, if Ben Affleck's movie doesn't make enough money, won't movies think twice again about recreating a town, or does the state funding cushion that loss? In other words, they're losing other people's money. They're not losing their investors' money because they're getting that big break from
the
state.
Well, it didn't do well. It was a box office bomb, this movie, Live by Night. It didn't get great reviews. People didn't go see it. Sure, that's a possibility. And what you are seeing is some of these big budget productions, for instance, here in Hillsborough County, The Infiltrator and Miss Peregrine's Homes for Peculiar Children. These are big budget movies, and they filmed elsewhere because of the lack of tax incentives. Both of them filmed in Europe primarily, but they did come down here, and they came down here partially just because they were struggling to recreate Tampa. That is a production cost if you're having to like create palm trees or whatever would represent Florida. So what you're seeing now in the film industry, at least what I found in my reporting, was that you're primarily getting smaller scale films, commercials, reality television, and the big budget films that do come here. First Man, for instance, came here and shot partially at Kennedy Space Center.
You have to do that, right?
Right. So they're coming here partially because they're not coming for full shoots like they used to, but they're coming here partially because they want to still have some of that accurate recreation in their projects.
I'm Robin Sussingham, and you're listening to Florida Matters. We're taking a short break, and we'll be right back. This is Florida Matters. I'm Robin Sussingham, and we're talking about the future of the film industry in Tampa Bay and in the state. Here in the studio with us is Tyler Martinolich, Hillsborough County Film Commissioner, Jimmy Gertz, a reporter with the Sarasota Herald Tribune, and Tony Stoprin, a filmmaker based in Sarasota. So, Jimmy, talk about those tax credits that were discontinued in 2016. How exactly did that work?
Very similar to how they work in most other states now. Basically, you would get, I think it was 20 to 30 in our initial program. And right now in Georgia, it's 30. So basically, you get tax credits back.
Percent? 20 to 30% of what you spent? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And in terms of your local filming.
Okay.
And so the first system that we had here in Florida in 2010, it was criticized by some, including some people who are very pro-state film program. Even they'll say they think it was flawed because it was a first-come, first-serve in Florida. In other words, you got tax credits back based on when you applied and what money was available rather than perceived economic impact to the state. So I didn't get into this too much in my story, but part of that, you know, EA, the video game studio, they got quite a bit of the tax credits, even though they're not going to have the same kind of job recreation just because they're a video game studio. You're not hiring gaffers, you know, for a video game. So now when we're talking about a new state film program, they're kind of going away from what they had before there, the first come, first serve, and less from that traditional incentives program. The new bill that Senator Annette Tadeo's proposed. And it's going more into they would have a certain amount of money that they would kind of fund productions on separately. It wouldn't work in the whole tax incentive system.
Tyler, what are we losing by not filming some movies or TV shows or even video games in Florida? Are there intangible benefits?
You have this entire creative community. There's about 5,000 people in the Bay Area who work in some way, shape, or form in film and digital media. Their livelihoods are dependent upon film productions coming to this area or at least somewhere within the state of Florida. And the further out in time we go, more and more of those people are having to go elsewhere to find gainful employment. And again, these are jobs that are making $70,000+ a year. It is a very meaningful salary. And what we've seen is most of them have been moonlighting elsewhere, Georgia, Louisiana. But further out in time we go, those residents stop moonlighting and they start relocating. And that's when we really see a deficit is when they actually move someplace else. So even if we had an incentive come back tomorrow, we have so few talent left and so few resources left that it will be several years before we can actually gain enough traction to see those people come back and see the infrastructure rebuilt again. So it gets harder and harder as time goes on for us to really re-jumpstart the film production queue here in the state. We just don't have the resources.
So you don't want to see that infrastructure leave. I mean, that's
right.
Any industry doesn't want
to see the base
to build leave.
A business.
Right. Are you seeing this at all? Tony, are you seeing people leaving?
Absolutely. We have two of the top 20 film programs in the United States, Florida State University and Ringling College of Art and Design in Sarasota. That brain drain, that investment that taxpayers have done for bright futures through the scholarships and tuition, where is that going? That life of education that they got at Florida State or Ringling, it's going to Georgia, it's going to LA, it's going to New York. It's not returning back into the community which helped to support those young filmmakers. And I see that in every graduating class. I worked for Ringling College of Art and Design for 5 years. I've had students on my most recent film and they're not here. They're in LA, they're in New York, because the jobs aren't here.
I don't know if that's not really, I mean, that can't be really what you're looking for. It's not going to be ever L.A. here. I mean, I think I read L.A. is 40% of the productions are done in L.A. A big chunk are done in New York. And then Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, New Mexico all have 5% or 3%, a small chunk of that. So young people looking for a beginning job are probably always going to have to go somewhere like L.A. I don't know
there's more
if they can make a living in Sarasota, but until they get to your level.
I think there's opportunities for any person looking to start a career in the entertainment industry based on the volume of content, whether it's commercial, web-based content. There are opportunities, and what we're seeing in the state of Florida is those opportunities going elsewhere where the bottom line is easier to be met through tax incentives.
Right. The number of states, Jimmy, tell me if you came upon this in your reporting, but the number of states that are offering tax incentives for filmmaking is declining. I think it was 40 in 2010. It's down to maybe 33. The ones that are still offering tax incentives now are capping those incentives because they are concerned that they're not seeing the return on investment.
Yeah, and I mean, so it is about 33 states now. We're the only Southeast state, I think, currently that doesn't have it. But yes, there are definitely caps. And I think some of these other states aren't finding kind of quite the lightning in a bottle magic that Georgia seemed to be able to find, where they're getting like Black Panther or The Walking Dead to come here. So a lot of them are offering very similar tax credits, but they're not necessarily showing that return.
Okay, so the filming goes where the infrastructure is. So how do we grow those production facilities, say, without these tax credits? Because this may be a hard sell, as I said, to this legislature. This is another question. Is the hope that after the midterms you're going to have a legislature and a governor that's more amenable to this spending?
As Hillsborough County specifically, we've actually seen growth since the tax credit went away, and that's because we realized we needed to move away from feature films and TV series that are heavily subsidized. So we've been looking at more towards commercial productions. I think the problem with commercial productions, though, is it doesn't necessarily build a new studio facility. It doesn't necessarily build a new grip and electric house. What it does do is keep the current level of crew gainfully employed. So we've sort of hit a saturation point as far as our growth goes, but we've been able to double down on commercials and really attract larger high-end commercials to hopefully step into that gap where TV shows or feature films had previously been. You know, as far as a state goes, I think you're going to see a lot of film commissions become a little more lean and mean and focusing more on commercials and reality series and really going after the low-hanging fruit as far as feature films and TV series by attracting those that have to come here because of our locations. You know, you can't make any place else in the world look like Miami Beach other than Miami Beach. You know, Jimmy mentioned The Infiltrator earlier. It's shot primarily in London, but they were building palm trees in London, and it just didn't look like Florida. And at some point, they realized that they have to come where the sun's actually shining and it actually looks like Florida. They got the vibrant colors. So we will always benefit from the virtue of just having these unique locations. But in the short term, without a serious statewide film incentive, we're going to have to be looking more internally at what our crews or our area is geared towards. Palm Beach, you know, Orlando, all these different communities are going to have to sort of do a gut check and figure out what is my strength as a local community and really focus on that. Orlando might be digital media and gaming. Now, to your other question about the upcoming perhaps sea change at the legislature, not saying who I'm voting for, but Andrew Gillum certainly has come out very strongly for film incentives and in tourism in general at the state level. But I think it is a hard, hard climb through the House, no matter how the election shakes out.
Tony, are you making any commercials? I mean, in between projects, do you do any of these smaller projects or?
Yeah, I've got a web series I'm talking to Tyler about, which is already got distribution that we'll be gearing up to shoot in April. It's a horror genre series, budget's under $1 million. I'm excited for that one. There are things that we continually have to stoke those irons in the fire to see which one kicks out first as a producer. I think what we deal with as Florida filmmakers in the film industry is we've got those hot button words that ruffle people's feathers. Incentives, subsidies, we're movies, which has got that glitz and glamour, or art. And all of those things, people's subjective opinions on what that means affects us as workers. what we have to fight is people's ideas about what the film industry is. And so changing the nomenclature or the idea of what
we're
doing.
I don't think the state, I know Richard Corcoran, the Speaker of the House, past Speaker of the House, did not like the idea of what he called corporate welfare or subsidies. Mm-hmm. But Governor Scott was, you know, they do want to give money to bring in business, but they do have this research arm that shows a return on investment, and they just weren't seeing that with the film industry. And it does look like the films are still coming. So we had Moonlight. What did that? Did that win an Academy Award, Jimmy?
It won three, including Best Picture.
Three, okay. The Florida Project. So these aren't Terminator-size movies, maybe, but smaller, good-quality movies that do bring that cultural cachet are still coming to Florida.
Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like in my research, what I found is kind of how we've been able to sustain ourselves at this point are these kind of smaller scale films. Now, do these necessarily have the job creation or the tourism impact that something like Bloodline or Dolphin Tale would? No, but they do have a prestige to them. They get a high profile success. Most of them have been commercial successes. Moonlight grossed about $65 million off a $1.5 million budget. And what they are doing, I think that's helpful for our economy, is they're convincing more of those smaller scale films to come back here. Sandy Leiterman in Miami-Dade said she has a lot of these kind of single million-dollar budget films that want to film here specifically because they think maybe I can replicate the success of Moonlight.
And it's not a really expensive area. I mean, it's not like getting hotel rooms in L.A., I think. You could maybe bring your cast and your crew and stay for a more affordable amount in Tampa or in some areas of Broward County or...
Sure. And so one of the probably bigger productions in Florida that I did talk to for the story, David Makes Man, which is a Oprah Winfrey Network TV show shooting in Orlando right now. It's a big project. It's a $32 million budget estimated. But the reason they were able to come here and convince the network to bring them here, even though they have no in-state incentives, was because they were able to convince them that we can actually make this cheaper just because we have the resources. We have a, as Tony was saying earlier, people who are very passionate and aren't going to go run off and go work on a Marvel movie. They're very passionate about staying here and working the whole time. So I think you're going to see, until we get some kind of state program back, if we do, the productions that you do see here, I think, are going to be kind of people working piecemeal to figure out how can we make a movie here.
That's Jimmy Gertz. He's a reporter with the Sarasota Herald Tribune who's been reporting on the film industry in Florida. We've also been speaking with Tyler Martinolich, Hillsborough County Film Commissioner, and Tony Stopperin, a filmmaker based in Sarasota. Thank you all so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We always want to hear from you, and there are lots of ways to reach us. You can tweet us at Florida Matters or leave a comment on WUSF's Facebook page or email us at floridamatters@wusf.org. You'll hear more of this conversation on our podcast, Florida Matters More. You'll find a link to subscribe on our website, wusf.org, or search for Florida Matters More wherever you get your podcast. Florida Matters is a production of WUSF Public Media. The engineer is George Govan. The producer is Stephanie Colombini. I'm Robin Sussingham. Thanks for listening.